Hi everyone, my name is Andrew VandenHeuvel, and I'm a science and math professor here at the Christian Leaders Institute. Welcome to Algebra. I'm very excited to be sharing this class with you, and even though I'm the instructor, you won't see much of my face in this class. There are so many excellent resources for teaching algebra that we're going to make use of some of those resources that are throughout the internet. What I want to do in this brief introduction video here is just share with you why I'm so passionate about mathematics, why you should be excited about math as you go through this journey with the Christian Leaders Institute, and a little bit about how this course is going to work in practice. The first thing I'd like to share with you is that I've had the luxury of really studying mathematics throughout my college and beyond. I earned a bachelor's degree in mathematics and physics and went on to get my master's degree in astrophysics. And all the way along, I had the opportunity to see how mathematics is woven into the universe that God has created. You know, often you'll hear Christian scientists and mathematicians say that math is the language of God. Because regardless of what language you speak, math can be used to describe the world that God has created. And I can tell you that throughout all the advanced math courses that I took, all the way through differential equations and abstract algebra, which was my lowest grade, by the way, abstract algebra, that was crazy math, but even throughout all of those advanced math courses, you could see the patterns and the consistency and how this math would fit best when looking at the natural world. And I want to just demonstrate this for you by showing you one of my favorite videos. It's called Nature by Numbers, and it's brief. I'm just going to play it here and kind of describe it a little bit as it plays. There's just some pretty music playing in the background. But what it'll do is it'll illustrate how the natural world has so many illustrations of numbers that describe it. So as I play this here, I'll just kind of explain a little bit of the math that you're seeing, just to make it a little richer. So you're starting with 0, 1, 1, 2, and what this is illustrating is called the Fibonacci sequence. That when you add numbers together in this way, you get this pattern of numbers. And what this illustration is now showing is how using this same number pattern, the Fibonacci sequence, if you create a spiral outward using this pattern of numbers, with squares that are the area that matches those numbers, you get a certain type of spiral. And that spiral is actually found in certain living organisms. In particular, what we're going to see is that spiral, the Fibonacci sequence spiral, is found in an ocean creature that's called the nautilus. So you can see that being built here. Who would ever imagine that this particular spiral would be found in the natural world, right? That this pattern has significance to this living creature. Another example, this is called the golden ratio, and what you'll see here is the equation of where this comes from. All right, and if you take this ratio and apply it to a circle, you take just that portion of a circle, you get this angle of 137.5 degrees. And if you were to keep going this amount around in a circle over and over and depositing a little point at each of those spots, and you keep going, you get a pattern of dots. And this pattern of dots, if you do this enough times, looks exactly like the seeds that you see in a sunflower. So again, we have this special number, this special pattern of ratio, and we find it in the natural world. All right, now I'll just leave it there. You can watch the rest of this video if you'd like to. But I hope this gives you just a little taste, without having to major in mathematics and take years and years of math courses, you can get just a little taste of how numbers really are written into the fabric of nature. And so we can see that this is a part of God, right? God has created this this structure and these patterns, these mathematical patterns, into nature. And so, just like with all of the subjects that we study, studying math is good, right? Studying math is good because God made it. Now, in the same way, I have to say, just because studying math is good, it doesn't mean it's easy, right? And studying math, even algebra here, this introductory level, can be really challenging, depending on your previous experience in math. And so I've tried to build this course in a way to make it as manageable as possible, all right? And I want to show you some of the tools that we're using to do that. So if you look at the course with me, what you'll see at the start is the introductory material, which you should certainly read through and be familiar with. And then you'll see the course is broken down into 12 units. The first two units are sort of foundational and are reviewing some of the key math concepts that you'll need to have mastered before you're able to move into the algebra content. Now, this might be review for you. In fact, large portions of this course might be review for you. So I encourage you, if you feel confident in that subject, to just skip ahead to the quiz and try the quiz. And if you're able to successfully pass the quiz because you already know that math, well, that's fabulous. Then continue on. If, however, you know that you're not going to be successful on that particular quiz, then you'll definitely want to use the resources that are provided. There are two types of resources that you've been given here. The first is what I call video/practice, and this is from the Khan Academy. The Khan Academy has a whole host of videos, but almost more importantly, practice quizzes that you can use to review these concepts. So if I were to go to this one right here, video practice combining like terms, what that'll open up in a separate window is a series of videos. It's not just one video, but it's actually a sequence of videos. So if you're looking at this on a computer, you'll see that sequence listed on the left-hand side. The little play icon is telling you that these videos go in sequence, and the star is telling you that this is a practice quiz, right? So you work your way down through that list. If you're looking at it on a mobile device, you will see this list of videos and practice assignments at the very bottom of your screen. If you keep scrolling down past the video, you'll see it listed at the bottom. So I encourage you to watch the videos and to definitely complete the practice assignments. So these practice assignments are the foundation of what our course quizzes are. So if you can successfully complete these practice questions, then you will do well on the quizzes in the class. If you cannot do these practice assignments, then you won't be able to do well on the quiz in the class. So you'll want to review the videos and practice some more. Now, in addition to these videos and practice, throughout the class you'll also find readings that go along with these videos and practice. These readings, I view them as a supplement, right? So if you're really struggling with one of these concepts from the videos and practice, then you might want to turn to the reading to get additional examples and a description that walks through how you would go about solving these types of problems. Or you might find that you prefer the reading to the videos and that you want to read through them and look through those written examples instead. However you want to use these resources is completely up to you. For each quiz, I've given you two attempts, and there's a time limit of 45 minutes, which should be more than enough time to complete the questions. Okay, that is the essentials that I wanted to show you in this class. I hope you have a wonderful experience learning about mathematics, and by the end, I know that you'll feel a sense of accomplishment for having taken on this challenge and risen to it. All right, thank you.